When it comes to gaming knowledge, this Triforce of Gentlemen can one-up the competition. It's the Virtual Boys. Hello, hello, hello out there. Welcome back to Virtual Boys. This is our fourth episode. I'm Eli Sliwa, and I have some people here with me today.
Hey, it's Sean.
And it's Zach. We have today our guest Rohan Ray, a professional fighter, everyday worker at Chio, and also professional student. Rohan, how are you doing today?
Hey, man. I'm doing pretty good. I have no idea why I'm here. Zach has brought me in completely blind, and I had to just step out of one of my two jobs to be here. So here's hoping this is interesting.
Well, don't worry. We're going to make sure it's worth it.
Yeah, it's going to be totally worth it. Okay. Rohan, for our first question, I just want to ask you, how close do you think Wii Sports boxing is to the real thing?
Man, do you want the funny answer? The funny answer is, you know what, like, I trained that in my free time to train for the world championships, and the real answer is I think it's more close to a seizure than it is to real fighting. But, you know, what do I know? What do I know?
This is going to go great. I already know this is going to go absolutely amazing. Rohan, can you tell me a little bit about your fighting career? Championships or anything?
Right. So I started kickboxing around the age of 13. And previously, I had done karate. I was on the junior national team for that. I became kind of disillusioned with the sport when I was like 12 or 13, just because of the different rules and the changing politics in the sport. So I thought, man, you know what? Let's go beat the people in a ring. And that's what I did. I started off, you know, in the local circuit up until I was about 16. And then when I was 16, I won the national championship, made the national team, went to my first international event in Orlando, Florida. Mm-hmm. Came home with a bronze medal there. Was pretty frustrated. So I trained the whole year, won a couple international tournaments in the States again. Won the national championship the next year in 2017. Went to another international tournament. It was like one of, there was like three major organizations in kickboxing. I went to one of their world championships, and I ended up winning in the in my division. So I was, you know, arguably one of the top junior fighters in the world in 2017. So that was
okay.
That was interesting. And then since then, I moved up to the senior division, and then started fighting professionals. That didn't go as well as I had wanted it to, probably because I was balancing school and a job on top of, you know, fighting professionals who do nothing else but fight. But I still ended up winning the national championship among adults, qualifying me for Worlds. This time, kickboxing got, so in 2018, kickboxing got recognized by the Olympics as a sport. So that had changed everything, right? So it allowed now governments to start funding their athletes. And what that meant was all the other countries could give, put forth their best athletes, whereas Canada had like no funding. So they didn't give a but we went up against like absolute monsters from like, you know, Russia, the Ukraine. These guys who are like household names there. We just kind of pulled up to the world championship and decided to fight them. And that's what I did. Unfortunately, I didn't win in my first match. I think I lost to the eventual bronze medalist. And, you know, it was a pretty crushing loss because it was my first match out of the gate. And yeah, I think that there's definitely more training I could have done. I probably could have prepared better for that. But then again, you know, I'm an 18-year-old kid fighting a like 26-year-old ape who does nothing else but fight. So I can't be too hard on myself.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I don't know. You know,
probably not really that fair.
That is insane, Rohan. Like, a big day for me is going to, like, the mailbox to get the mail. Yet here you are, like, traveling across the world. I have a question for you, though. So you said that you were a fan of Wii Sports boxing, right? Do you have a boxing game that's, like, your favorite at all?
Well, you know, there's, like, one boxing game that I've played that I kind of enjoy. I think it's called, like, I don't know, Showtime or something. I don't know.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I played it at like a friend's house, but I don't own any boxing games per se. I own like UFC, like UFC 2 or something that I play like for fun sometimes. And then, yeah, because Zach was the one who first put me onto that, actually. I thought it was hilarious because it's, like, nothing like the real thing. But, like, it's fun to play, man. You know, like, it's definitely fun to play. You can, like, span the same technique over and over again and have it work instead of, you know, in real life when someone adapts to it and flatlines you with, like, any number of techniques. So, you know, that game's fun to play, just, you know, to fool around.
Remember any games that you used to play when you were a kid, when you did have downtime, Rohan?
Oh, hell yes, do I ever. Man, Zach and I go way back. I'm pretty at video games, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, it was never, I was never, you know, talented at that in any stretch of the word. You know, I played Smite with Zach for a little bit, like 2015, 2016.
You did play a lot of The Witcher.
I played the out of The Witcher. Oh my god. For The Witcher 3?
Which now has been re-released on the Switch. Oh,
that's terrible. No. Why would anybody buy that? But, all right, well.
Rohan, this is going to be perfect time to tell you. We're on a Nintendo podcast.
Yeah, we really wanted to have, like, your we really valued your input on Wii Sports Boxing. That's what we were looking for the most. We wanted you to, like, you know, talk some about maybe, like, Matt or the trainer or something. I also wanted to bring up that Wii Sports Boxing looks way harder than real boxing. And do you have any opinions when it comes to that?
Right. Right, man. Well, I mean, like I said, you know, Wii Sports Boxing, again, resembles more like someone having an epileptic seizure than, you know, someone doing actual fighting. You know, I don't even know how you win by, like, it's like flailing your arms back and forth faster than your opponent, right? Like, there really is no other strategy until, you know, one of your opponent falls down or something. I don't even think you can move. You can, like, what, punch and block, or
that's pretty much the gist of it. Yeah.
See, I don't see the problem. That's exactly how I fight.
Right.
Rohan, if you were to make a video game, if, like, someone were to give you, like, a lump sum of money, and then you were to tell them what to do with it, and, you know, make a video game out of boxing, what, you know, design features would you implement that not a lot of other games would probably do?
Man, first of all, I wouldn't give my money or advice to anyone with a Nintendo Switch.
Brutal.
Or anybody with a Nintendo Wii, for that matter. I think it'd probably have to be like a controller game, you know, like where you press the little buttons or something. I don't know. Aren't even.
Rohan, are you aware that the Switch has buttons on it?
I know, dude. It just has a screen.
Prior to the podcast, we were discussing, like, what we thought your answer would be, and we were thinking that like concussion feature would be interesting as well. You know?
Do you want me to do a career mode feature where you get concussed and depressed and question your existence on this earth? Is that what you wanted me to? Is that what you want to put in? Is that what you want to put in the game?
I mean, would that be rated E for everyone, you think? Or
no, it definitely would not.
Rohan, just, I guess, keeping on the topic of fitness and video games, Nintendo's kind of carved out this spot as, like, the gold standard for fitness video games, you know, back with the Wii and even now with Ring Fit Adventure. Do you think Nintendo could be doing more to promote fitness in video games? And what do you think other companies can do to kind of follow the lead?
Listen, have y'all seen the Wii Fit Trainer? Like the girl Wii Fit Trainer. Like, yo, she's about to make me act up for real. Sexualize exercise. That's the quote, you know?
Well, on that note, I think we're going to call it. Rohan, thank you so much for coming in and sharing just a little bit more on the inside world of boxing and its connection to video gaming.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. You know, I had a great time.
This has been The Virtual Boys, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Peace.